Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so Sherrone Moore getting arraigned at this hour, and it is a sad story. And, you know, I did most of the first 4 hours yesterday, 2 hours today on it. And, you know, we've talked some Lions here, but since this is going down at this moment, if people didn't hear the beginning of the show, I will tell you this. You know, I'm around people. I get to go to a lot of stuff. I get to talk to a lot of people. And I think it's good to convey stories to the audience and to provide some insight when it's, you know, applicable to things that are going on that everybody's aware of and what's behind it and things behind the scenes. There have been times in all of our lives probably where somebody has fooled you and somebody you thought didn't think something like this they were capable of. And you find out later and you're like, oh my God, I bet everybody in their life has discovered skeletons in someone's closet that has surprised them. And there have been people that when you find out about the skeletons, you might think, yeah, it kind of checks out. Like you weren't, not that you thought that they were up to nefarious things, but you were, when you find out about it, maybe you're not as surprised. I'm also fully aware that when the media is around, when you're in front of the media, you might act different to portray a certain image. So I'm never stunned when I hear things. I will tell you, in Sherrone's case, I did not see signs that something like this was going on. When the rumors came out, I'm like, huh, making phone calls to try out the validity of them. At the time, nothing could be verified. The thing is, when you're at a big institution and you see rumors and hear rumors and you do an investigation, the investigation included obviously speaking to the individuals involved. I know I was told today went so far as to phones being confiscated to go through phones to look for any evidence there. None turned up. Now, that doesn't mean there weren't burner phones or other accounts that were used that were not accessible in those phones, but that was part of the investigation. But Michigan went out and hired an outside investigator to come and look at this thing. And when they did, it was on Wednesday that the evidence was presented. And when that happened, he was fired pretty much immediately. You have to keep in mind that if you do not follow, like you can fire somebody on rumors. You can fire them based on rumors. Then you create a bit of a vulnerability to lawsuit. But that doesn't mean you don't. But if you can verify those things, you can fire them for cause and it's over. And that's what happened here. Now, should they have done a better job with their initial investigation? I think those things are being looked at. As they should. Beyond that, there were mistakes made maybe in the vetting process that maybe that need to be looked at. With that said, you hope that this is a clean break and that a new quality coach who's not going to put the university in any more embarrassing situations can be brought in. I went off yesterday at the beginning of the show because you can't keep going back to this well. The damage and the embarrassment that's been brought to the Block M, eventually the brand takes a hit and the entire image, if it already hasn't, like I get that some people are slamming Michigan now, and it's not that they don't deserve some of this, but if you can get a good coach in that is going to keep Michigan above board and not have any embarrassing incidents, they can move forward. And we've taken these calls from people say, who would take that job right now? It's a fair question. I can tell you the sources I talked to, they are pleased with the ample amount of good candidates who have, through back channels, reached out. And just leave it at that. But that said, sad story, Sharon, with the charges today. Dan Wetzel just tweeted out, it's worth noting, as a first-time offender, it's unlikely Sharon Moore would face anything close to the maximum punishments, if any, incarceration, but we're just getting started on this process.
Well, and that's the whole second part of it. And the first part is that he engaged in an inappropriate relationship with the staffer. That's what got him fired. What happened afterwards is totally
unbelievable,
separate from that. And that's why he's in front of a court right now, where he's actually in a jail cell via Zoom or whatever, talking with the courts. So whenever they get his plea, because he is alleged to have broken into the home of the young woman. So the other details that are coming out of this was a relationship that went on for at least 2 years, up to 2024 at some point. This is absolutely, it's a cut and dry, seemingly fireable offense.
Yep.
And it closes the chapter on an ugly time for Michigan. And it's up to, well, it could close the chapter. It's up to Michigan now to clean up their mess and make some changes. And now they're forced to make changes, at least with the head coach. Will they decide that, okay, let's really go for the clean sweep and move on from the athletic director? That remains to be seen. I think they should. I think Ward Manuel should go. And they really need to get together on this. And you know, the question asked, and people say, well, who would take the job? I think lots of head coaches would want to take the job. You still have great resources at Michigan. I don't think those resources are going to stop because of, you know, the cheating and the whatnot that was going on there. I think that they'd want to hire a coach that's going to get back to the standards that they have and also win football games. And those coaches are easy enough to find, and it's Michigan. Coaches are going to want to go there because they know the resources are available, and they know that there's prestige involved with it, even if other fan bases don't like to admit that. That is the case. The problem with it is it comes at this time after the hiring cycle has already kind of gone by. So you can still find some really good candidates. We've talked about those candidates over the last couple of days. We'll continue to talk about those candidates once they...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know, if more information comes out, we'll find out if they, if they have hired a search firm to get this thing going, or if this is, in fact, something Ward Manuel's going to head up, or are they going to hire a new athletic director soon and that person's going to have the chance? I don't know. They've got back channels they can go through to get something done.
As we start talking about who the next guy is, the two names that I think are worthy of a lot of focus and attention, one is Kalen DeBoer, which is, you know, the head coach at Alabama, who Josh Pate on ESPN said this morning he has talked directly, face-to-face, on and off the record with Kalen DeBoer and has not been told by Kalen DeBoer that he is miserable there. When a topic comes up, he says that that's not true in spite of, you know, the some of the online speculation and, of course, the extremes of a fan base that would complain about a coach in the year two and being a mere playoff team with a shot at a national champion and not the national champion favorite. But that's what Nick Saban has done, has spoiled that fan base. And look, they're very, very high standards indeed. But with that said, does he become way more available a week from tonight if they lose to Oklahoma? I would argue that that game, the outcome of that game, might have some impact on who the next head coach at Michigan is. The other name is Kenny Dillingham, who, if you watch the arc of Bo Nix's career, it's interesting because Dillingham was his OC his freshman year when he was SEC Freshman of the Year at Auburn. Then Dillingham went to Florida State, and Bo Nix didn't get any better. In fact, he kind of regressed, at least statistically. Then Dillingham goes to Oregon, become Dan Lanning's offensive coordinator, and there, Bo Nix transfers and immediately becomes an elite quarterback at the collegiate level and becomes a college football Heisman Trophy finalist. His teams play tough. He's a young guy who's really intense and can recruit, given the resources of Michigan. Kenny Dillingham, who's at Arizona State, I think could have a lot of success. And the thing about it is, though, he has no ties to this area of the university, which is fine. But I think then you probably want to sprinkle your staff with some Midwest guys and some maybe some guys with Michigan ties to help navigate, you know, the context of his new job.
Yeah, I still think that Jed Fish is someone they're going to look at, or they should look at. The head coach over at Washington, who's done a nice job there after taking over for Kalen DeBoer, had also been out west prior to that, had been at Michigan for, what, 2 years? Was he the quarterback coach? And
yeah.
I don't know if coach wide receivers there or not, but it was like 2000
passing game coordinator.
Yeah, 2015, 2016, the first couple of years of under Jim Harbaugh, before he moved on to other ventures. But I think that'd be a good place to go if that's where they're gonna if they're gonna start looking for the coach, which they need to start looking for. I think you want somebody that's got head coaching experience, somebody who's in the Big Ten and has already coached at Michigan and knows what the landscape is like there. I think that's another name to throw in there.
All right, we'll get back to your open line calls. The latest on Scooble, there's some interesting conflicting reports about the probability of him getting traded. That at 118, we'll have our picks at 124, the Birchie kid from Allen Park at 130 here on Carson Anderson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.